You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
I'm back! As Sean A. might say from Gemini Dragon, I'm back, bitches. G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 213 of Erk FM International. That's right, I am back after a week of fail, no thanks to hashtag Mevio Luxury. This episode is brought to you by Mevio Luxury and also the new look Channel Erk and Erk FM website. And this show has a new website address, erkfminternational.com, and a new subscription via iTunes. The Erk FM International and the Erk FM Australia feeds are now separated. And so if you're listening to this episode, you've done something right. So due to my audio host last week deciding that it didn't want to play podcast cricket or podcast baseball with us audio podcasters anymore, taking its bat and ball and going home, there was no way for me to basically upload a show last week. So in the last week, I've been uploading episodes to a new audio host and reviewing and updating and revamping the Erk FM website and all of the shows, which has been absolutely a great thing to do. I hated missing last week, and in fact, last week was the first Friday episode of Erk FM that I missed in over 3 years, and it was the first one that I've ever missed of Erk FM on a Friday, so drastic times call for drastic measures, but as Sean O says, I'm back. Hope you are enjoying the extra content that I'm providing for you this week, as partly as compensation, partly to promote some good music and some great music podcasts as well. On this episode, I've got two mini themes running. See if you can guess what they are, and I'll tell you what they are at the end of the episode. But we're going to open it up with a track from a lady who I actually interviewed on Erk FM a few weeks ago now. I'll put a link in the show notes to the actual episode. But you'll be able to hear probably my best interview ever because you don't hear my voice. I'm talking of Californian singer-songwriter Lee Finkelstein. And her new album is out now. It is an absolutely awesome album. I went out to the post office last week and picked it up. It is in my hand right now. And it is calling Feigning Composure. And off Feigning Composure, we will hear a song which really sums up last week. And it's called Bad Mood in Paradise. This is Leo Finkelstein. You're listening to Erk FM International.
I'm Leah Finkelstein, and you're listening to Erk FM.
Sit with my feet in the pool. I just cracked a beer. Rick Waters on my left. Margaritas on my right. Children's playing on the radio. People sleeping in the sand. Why am I in the shade with you? Who is that guy who said, welcome to paradise? Easy
Said she came from the Lone Star State, blazing a trail over one more heartache. Said she hung up the phone and can't sleep at night. Sally's daddy is a millionaire, hides all his money down the back of an armchair. Well, I fell for it all and served me right. First she took me to an all-night party. I was nervous, I just couldn't get started. Hit me like a fist in a velvet glove. His sister's friend Elvis is in town and she saw him at the weekend. He was singing, I need your love tonight. Says she kissed James Dean through the window. Says she caught little feet at the rainbow. She was everything.
Hey, I'm Peter Clitheroe from Suffolk and Cool. You're listening to IRC FM. You can find Suffolk and Cool at suffolkandcool.com.
And be very careful how you spell it.
Dead right.
Watching it fall on through my dirty hands, all that I've worked up to, family and land, family and land. I never did hate the day like I do now, searching for honest pay with a John Deere plow, a John Deere plow. Never sent a postcard from the edge, never knew the world was flat. Never wrote a postcard from the edge with my luck all spent, my mind unsnapped. Damned if it won't stop, insane, insane. Damned if it won't stop, insane, insane. Watching my boy go down, then sent on up. My wife has gone to town to drink it up, live it up. Never seen a postcard from the edge. Never knew the world was flat. Never wrote a postcard from the edge with my luck all spent, my mind all snapped. Damned if it won't stop, insane, insane.
1989. Cars in their molded chrome, so alive, so
from Hard as Nails. You can find us at facebook.com/Hard as Nails Band, and you're listening to IRC FM.
Hey,
we're Domino,
Domino, and we're big fans of IRC FM.
Totally love IRC. We are Domino. Visit us at www.dominoband.net. Go
nice.
IRC! Rock the house!
Nice.
Woo!
Time will never tell you how long it's been. Miles could never measure how far. Words could never say what it means to me that you are. Time will be traveling together. I got a destination in mind. No time I ever knew I didn't want it to be you at the station at the end of the line. Time will never tell you how long it's been. Miles could never measure how far. Words could never say what it means to me that you are. Distance between us, it don't mean we fall. Time heals the wounds, it don't remove the scar. Time will never take you away from me. I got a destination in mind. No time I ever knew I didn't want it to be you at the station at the end of the line. Time will never tell you how it's been. Miles could never measure how far. Words could never say what it means to me that you are. The distance between us, it don't mean we're apart. Time heals the wounds, it don't remove the most beautiful part. Traveling together, I got a destination in mind. No time I ever knew I didn't want it to be you at the station at the end of the line. At the station at the end of the line.
nestled in the Tennessee Smoky Mountains. That was the Madisons with their song Station at the End of the Line. And when I saw that a song had a railway theme, I thought, well, considering that's my day job, allegedly, I thought, well, I had to choose that one. The Madisons are nestled in the Tennessee Smoky Mountains, of course. They left behind gritty city life to find something greener, and along the way they brought a career filled with Texas roots music experiences. Their newest project, Greener, is the band's fourth collection of songs, blending American music forms, country, blues, traditional and jazz, with varied instrumentation including dobro. Recorded old school style, rehearsed and played together live, the Madisons maintain a spontaneity and spark lacking in much modern music. They began in Texas 17 years ago. And thank you to Randy from Titty Bingo, who has supplied that track for me, and also the track before that, The Nature of Ghosts with the song Molded Chrome. I saw a Facebook message from Randy to Justin, Justin Wayne from the Justin Wayne Show, and it's good to see that Justin's going back to a traditional podcast format by himself, so I'm going to have to keep my ears open for him. And so I said to Randy that my people needed to speak to his people, so Randy emailed me some tracks, which is absolutely awesome. Hopefully soon I should be able to play some new Titty Bingo, or at least, if not new Titty Bingo, at least some, because it's been a while since I've giggled like a 13-year-old schoolboy, Randy. Anywho, The Nature of the Ghost with their song Molded Chrome. So, in a way, we've had a return of the show, return to the show, but not really. Randy's been a supporter of mine for some time now, and that's awesome. And, you know, we chat and all that sort of thing via the social networks. And if you want to chat to me via the social networks, you can. And all the links are on the show notes at the New Look IRC FM website. For this show, go to IRCFMInternational.com. The Nature of Ghosts have lonely minds, haunted nights, and empty bourbon bottles. That defines the nature of ghosts, gothic, Southern Gothic songs. They wander through rural back roads telling stories of a decaying American landscape filled with broken families, hard times, and unhinged killers. And that is a very, very new release indeed. And as a bonus for IRC FM listeners, if you go to the link in the show notes for The Nature of Ghosts, you can download that track and the rest of the EP for absolutely free. The price is right and the sound is nice. Before that, speaking of nice sounding sounds, we had a return for Paul Rushby with Tough Kind of Love. It's been one of those weeks, and I know Paul's been very supportive of me, sent me a lot of tracks. I could almost fill an entire show full of Paul Rushby tracks. His new album is indeed out now. You can actually go to many, many different stores and download it for free. His album is in 75 different countries, which is absolutely amazing. There's so many different people out there in different areas of the world, and they can all download his music. His new album, Do You Know Who I Am? I know who I am. I'm Merc. Who are you? It is now available at a digital download in 660 stores in 75 countries worldwide. And I've played Paul before, and I'll play him again soon. He's currently living up in Newcastle upon Tyne in the north of England. Beautiful part of the world, and next time I'm up that way, I'll have to stop instead of going straight from Sheffield up to Edinburgh. Speaking of Sheffield, I have a track coming up right now from Sheffield artist Decode. I wonder if Dave and Caroline from the Bugcast have heard of these guys. These guys are from Sheffield, the South Yorkshire area, and so are Dave and Caroline. So I wonder if they've heard of them. But if not, I'll definitely let them know and see if they have. I think they'd like this track too, because the band have put themselves in the alternative rock and metal categories, so might be able to feature this track and a couple of others over on IRC FM Monday. Speaking of IRC FM Metal Monday, this week I had a special guest, Rolly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, joined me, and we had an epic episode for episode 19 of IRC FM Metal Monday. Played some great tracks from Australia and across the world, and had a great chat about all things metal, and was just over 2 hours in length. So if you like a mixture of chat and music, great metal, IRCFMMetalMonday.com. Decode, they are from Sheffield in the UK. You can download the Shaping Shadows EP for free as a small thank you for visiting the band. I did not know that Sheffield has produced many great artists, musicians and songwriters, notably the likes of Def Leppard, Pulp, the Arctic Monkeys and the Human League. A bright new band, Decode, is emerging from under the woodwork of this culturally rich city, and they're certainly making a noise about it. They've been kicking around the local music scene in South Yorkshire since August 2010. So I should probably get onto my email device right now and say, hey, Dave and Caroline, have you heard about these guys called Decode? I think we should just get straight on and play the track. The track we're going to hear from Decode is called The Days After You. I'm Irk. This is Irk FM International, episode 213, brought to you by the New Look Channel Irk website. Check this show out at irkfminternational.com.
Hi everybody, I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from the Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to
IRC FM.
Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
blessing in disguise. I can hardly wait for you. And now I've opened up my eyes. Your promise is still good now. You're a blessing in disguise.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Just another
G'day, I'm Irk from Irk FM and Insomnia Radio Australia. And what happens if I add some of this? And I mix it with some of this. And I mix it with some of this. And some of this. And some of this. Wait, if you want me to scream out something, I won't take this. Leaving you open for something new isn't real. No, why believe? Add all those together and more, and you will have the latest podcast on Channel Irk, Irk FM Metal Monday.
You can't see the urgency in my breath. Then breathe in unison with me for a moment. Just a moment and you will see the tension leaving. We'll get through this. We will overcome. We do it together. We don't do it at all. Settle into my skin, deep into my bones. We travel like a song, just like
you're listening to Irk FM International 213, And I have to apologize to some of the artists. I originally had them programmed to be played last week, and I said to them, hey, I'll be playing you on, would have been the 1st of February. And that was the plan, but of course my audio host decided that I wasn't worthy of podcasting with them anymore, and so I wasn't able to put out a show. And I didn't even answer any emails in relation to music submissions or whatever, because the time that I spent doing that was time that I wasn't working on the website and not uploading new episodes and not doing new show notes and not doing new feeds, new subscriptions, etc. You can get new subscriptions for all of my music shows, IRC FM Metal Monday, IRC FM Extra, IRC FM International and IRC FM Australia. Links are on the appropriate sections of the IRC FM website, IRCFM.com. I don't know if you've picked up the theme, or there's probably about four different themes running during this particular episode, and there's another one coming up. I'll tell you what the themes are at the end, but see if you can figure out what these themes are. In that last set, we heard from Ella Blaster with their song called Overcome. Before that, we heard a heavier track, I might have to borrow that for Metal Monday, Diamond Doll Band with their song called Kashim, and The Cheek of Her with their song Sunday Morning. And Sunday mornings I'm not usually awake, but my sleeping patterns are all over the place at the moment, so I might actually be awake. The Cheek of Her, right quirky alternative pop rock with generally miserable lyrics and perform live with musician friends and foes. Blasting onto the London music scene as a full band in October 2010, The Cheek of Her is quickly capturing ears and hearts of all who hear her, with sincere and passionate live performances aplenty. The Cheek of Her is on a mission to produce great, honest, solid music and progress from being a breath of fresh air in today's music industry to a cathartic storm. The Cheek of Her is Helen Dooley and her band of bass, drums, guitars and occasional plonky piano. And that song was rather cool. It was called Sunday Morning. And morning was spelled as in not happy because someone died, rather than morning as in AM. After that, we go all the way from London and we go down to Napier in New Zealand. The Diamond Doll Band. They are a female fronted hard rock band from Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. The band formed in 2010 and features three of four members of the now disbanded Oxboy. Expect heavy but melodic, the hard edge of metal with a rock foundation, AKFM Metal Monday, hello, and punk rock attitude. Diamond Doll bring the noise, but they don't forget the music. They've played a guest spot at New Zealand's biggest motorcycle festival, Cold Duck 2011, and have been asked back for 2012. And the last song that we heard was from Ella Blaster and Overcome. Ella Blaster left their family, friends, jobs and loved ones to move out of the dingy suburbs of Chicago and make Seattle their new home to focus solely on their music. The band has sacrificed it for all for one dream and one purpose, to get the music and the art to as many people as possible. So for those who love the perfectly executed mix of lyrical melodies loaded with harmonies, they will find Ella Blaster and Epic Win. Makes a nice change from a week of epic fail, hashtag media luxury, just saying. Their style is reminiscent of The Dangerous Summer, Rise Against, Paramore and Flyleaf, getting along with Anne Boleyn. Basically, it's straight up ear candy. Ooh, I love ear candies and earworms. So, Overcome, Ella Blaster. Probably listen to that a few more times when the episode comes out. So, we are going to continue on with the music.
Out of everyone else, we chose to never look.
I thought that I'd seen Paramore on a couple of different bios, and it was our next band that we're going to feature called Out Like Pluto. Like the previous band, Ella Blaster, they are from Seattle, Washington. They combine the energetic pop-punk stylings of Paramore and Blink-182 with the melodic nostalgia of 90s alternative rock, such as No Doubt, Garbage, and Letters to Cleo. Out Like Pluto's musically diverse but ultimately light-hearted repertoire lends itself well to some shenanigans on stage. And who doesn't love shenanigans on stage? I'm gonna kill shenanigans. I swear that the next bloke who mentions the word shenanigans is gonna be pistol-whipped. The band has a reputation in Seattle for delivering unique, engaging and often hilarious shows. On several occasions, Out Like Pluto have challenged its billmates to pop cover showdowns, for example. And so since 2009, Out Like Pluto has built a rapidly growing fan base in the Pacific Northwest, which is an absolutely awesome part of America. So let's hear them now. This is Out Like Pluto with their song called Bridge. Thanks, Modus.
Hey, baby, there's something Hey, this is Christian Jackson, and you're listening to IRC FM. Listen to me on christianjackson.com if you want to listen to me on christianjackson.com. Yeah, christianjackson.com. Am I drunk? Thank you.
watch me break coastline stretches on the days, and through this cloudy haze, like a lighthouse, calls to you, back to them where you will stay. When you wanted that, I knew my heart never could be true. You can hear it in my words, you know the reason I'm here. Here is the wall you're building, here is the bridge I'm burning down. Don't wanna talk about it, I'm getting tired of this old town. Here is the wall you're building, here is the bridge I'm burning down. One thing we can agree on, we're getting tired of this old town.
Song that I wrote. It's on an old album called Soul of a Harper, and it's called The Bridge. Was it something I said that made you angry with me? Made you dig a deep river to keep you from me? Oh, the water is rushing, I'll come to sweep me away. Unless I die of sorrow, I will cross it today. I would build a bridge 100 meters long, see the other side. What I did wrong, you say don't hate me, but I guess that I'm scared. I would build a boat, paddle against all sorrow, and if I sail down the river, I'll be back again tomorrow. I would face cold death, run and leap to your side, and if I fall in the river, I'll be warmed by your sight. I would build a bridge 100 meters long, see the other side. What I did wrong, you say don't hate me, but I guess that I ain't scared. With the river between us, you no longer care. I would beg your forgiveness for the pain that I fed, and I'll find the source to the river you. Then I'll close the gates to the dam I built there, and never again will you have anything to fear. I would build a bridge 100 meters long, see the other side. What I did wrong, you say don't hate me, but I guess that I'm scared. With the river between us, you no longer care. Well, I never knew that your tears run so deep, and when I've dammed those tears, I will kiss your sweet cheek, and I'll hold you close till all tears finally cease, and I'll sing you a lullaby and bring you peace. I would build a bridge 100 meters long, see the other side. What I did wrong, you say don't hate me, but I guess that I am scared. With the river
I guess that I am scared. The river between us, you no longer care. And with the bridge between us, I know that you'll care.
Often described as the Celt Father, that was Mark Gunn with his song called The Bridge. Before that, we heard from Stormy Strong and his song Burning Bridges. We could have also played the Foundry Road song Burning Bridges there. That'd be an interesting one. Even though Foundry Road are an Australian metal band, you can imagine how that would sound like. Prior to Stormy Strong, we heard from Love Spirals with their song called Water Under the Bridge. And to start that set, we had Out Like Pluto with their song called Bridge. Now, Mark Gunn, from memory, he's an American. He's actually been played on Channel Oak before. My mum Judy has played him on Blast from the Past, and also Judy's Blast FM. Both of those shows are currently on an extended hiatus. But Mark is often described as the Celt Father. He is an acoustic Celtic folk musician with a twisted sense of humour. His songs may not sound all Celtic, but they are based firmly in the tradition, even the ones about cats, hobbits or firefly. His unique sound is due in large part to his instrument of choice, the auto harp. It allows him to focus on entertaining people while still allowing him to compose lush soundscapes. He's also a podcaster. He hosts several podcasts, including the Renaissance Festival podcast, Pub Songs podcast, and Irish and Celtic Music podcast. And so if you go to the show notes on urkfminternational.com, episode 213, you can click on the links and find out all this information. What Mark also does, he also runs Celtic tours. In June 2012, he is having a Celtic invasion of Galway Island. So that is very, very cool. Before that, we heard from Stormy Strong, who is from Santa Cruz in California, with his song called Burning Bridges. And he's had some good awards. He was the winner of the Billboard Songwriting Contest in 2008. Also the Great American Songwriting Contest in 2007. The Discmakers Indie Music World Series in 2007. And also the Best Music You Have Never Heard on KGO Radio in 2007. Casting melodic hooks to the hungry masses of storm. The strength for Stormy Strong songwriting is fast approaching gale force intensity. I see what he did there. Listening to Stormy conjures images of his life and near-death experiences at sea, a lonely fisherman cast adrift and anchorless against the squalls, which helped inspire his name, battling the merciless riptide of sink or swim. Before that, we heard from Love Spirals. And speaking of podcasters who are musicians, Angie B has probably got one of the sexiest female voices in podcasting, is half of Love Spirals alongside musician and producer Ryan. They've been writing, recording and producing independent music together since 1999. Their current album is called Future Past, and you can get that at the usual downloady places. And some great chill out tunes if you want to chill out in dreamy down tempo pop music. Going to crank up the pace a bit now. This is Red Light Camera. Red Light Cameras with this song called Home.
Yeah. let you go. I've been waiting till you come home, come home. Oh, I want you at home. Oh, I need you at home. Oh, I want you at home. Oh, please. Lay down, stay still. Just a minute in my arms is the only place you belong. If you could just believe, and I know you're gonna leave, and I'll never keep you from what you do. But babe, I hate to walk you out the door like I had 100 times. Come home. Place I stay still. God, you know it kills to leave. I wanna stay. I wish I had the time to give away just to you. I don't wanna go anywhere else. God, I'm not home unless I'm back at home. I am done.
loving you, because your world never has to say that this world never has to see what I have been through. And I won't let you capture me, 'cause baby I am done loving you, loving you, because your world never has to say that this world never has to see what I
life in the palm of his hand. They loved on him. He was something more. He had that thing we all dare to dream for. He's grown up to be a real good man. He had his life in the palm of his hand. They loved on him. He had all he could want for. But of course, people always gonna want more. His innocence lit up the place. He looks in the mirror at his handsome face. He's so lonely inside. He doesn't know why. Who can he confide in? He only wants to be a great man. Though he feels lost like a grain of sand. So lonely inside, he doesn't know why. Who is he reminded of? His father and the smell generated from his lips, so innocent. The memories of years gone by. People loved him, he was fly. His mother knew that he was special. The gods had truly blessed him. What would be his destiny? He only wanted to be free. Some grow out there, some get out, and some live a life we only dream about on the news. So sadly on the TV, all those people judging easily. Damn right, I live the life that I live. Damn right, I'm sad and I give my life to the beach and the streets. I won't wake up from shattered dreams. This friend goes downhill from here. Needs a pill or a sex appeal. Needy nose on a line, getting high from the greed. Any one of us could yet have that need. Far away from reality, he would roam. He would try with all his might. He would cry in vain to the sky, wishing he could just get high. Put the needle in his arm. High, pretend he is free from harm. High like a fist in the air. When he fights so high, he's gonna scream with all his might. High from the weed smoke in his lung. High from the junk in his face so young. High from the many women in his bed. So high from this earth, wish he was dead. Some grow older, some get out, and some live a life we only dream about on the news. So sadly on the TV, all those people judging easily. Damn right, I live the life that I live. Damn right, I'm sad and I give my life to the beach and the streets. I won't wake up from shattered dreams. To begin, his life had been excess. It oppressed him, it lessened him. He wanted it all, broke down his wall, started a new life. The one still rife with challenge, achieving balance. He's now Phoenix, life a remix. Learning to love the man that he is. Learning to love all he has to give. Learning that he doesn't have to hide his anger, confusion deep inside. He wanted to be a real good man. He held his life in the palm of his hand. They loved on him. He was something more. He had that thing. He had the right to dream for it. Some grow older, he got out, and he lived a life we only dream about on the news. So sadly on the TV, all those people judging easily. Damn right, I like the life that I live. Damn right, I'm sad and I give my life to the beauty of me. My shattered dreams have set me free. Shattered dreams have set me free.
You're listening to IRC FM International, IRCFMInternational.com, episode 213. We heard there from Rose Beach and her song called Shattered Dreams. Before that, we heard from Minoru Amio with the song Triple Fuse. And before that, a song that got into the Earworm special last year. Finally, this chapter ended by extent. And before that, we heard from Red Light Cameras and their song called Home. Red Light Cameras are from Albuquerque in New Mexico. They are a hot four-piece indie garage pop group. The band's groovy beats, quirky lyrics, and catchy melodies have quickly caught the attention of fans. They are a lot of fun to watch live because the band are visibly having fun performing. As a group of accomplished performance artists, aside from the band, they are always guaranteed to put on an entertaining show. Some of the bands that I've featured on this episode have been really awesome for one reason or another. Have you picked up the theme of the episode yet? After Red Light Cameras, we heard from Extent. Unfortunately, I can't tell you a lot about her. But when that particular episode came out last year, I was in the middle of my epic Eurasian trip, and I pre-recorded a whole heap of episodes before I left home, and that song came down the pipes and into my ears when I was in the Hong Kong, and I just kept on listening to that song over and over and over again. And so every time I hear that song, I think about my time in Hong Kong, which sort of leads me well to the next couple of acts. And we heard from Minoru Amio with a song called Triple Fuse. Certainly a little bit of a different track to what I normally play. Minoru is a composer, arranger, producer. He is Japanese born and bred, now living in Osaka, Japan. When he was a child, he never had any interest in playing music. And at the age of 19, he brought Led Zeppelin's fourth album. That would be the first time that he'd actually brought a rock album. And then Jimmy Page became his first guitar hero. And so he was involved in punk rock at college, and he wanted to be a director or producer related to commercial TV or movies, attending the Broadcasting of Art College at Nihon University. And so a good composer there. He also learned traditional jazz guitar style and arrangements. Couple of bouts with illness by the looks of things, and fading in and out of music for health reasons. Had some good results on some download charts, including mp3.com. Anyone remember that particular website? And then we heard from Rose Beach with her song called Shattered Dreams. Rose Beach is actually Canadian, but spent a bit of time working in Japan and loved the Japanese culture, and it's certainly a very different culture to mine and hers, having lived in Canada and then going over and working and living in Japan. That's certainly a different experience for her. And to finish up, we're going to go a bit harder with another Japanese band. This is actually one that I found while I was actually in Japan. Because I was only in Tokyo for a week, I didn't know the language, I didn't know anybody, and I was unfamiliar with the city. I didn't go out to a lot of live music. Probably the closest that I got to live music was either doing karaoke or going into one of the video arcades or the gambling clubs and hearing all the music there. And of course there was the Japanese street theatre, Hybe Jazz K, that I saw when I was heading to the Tokyo Zoo. But apart from that, I didn't see a lot of Japanese music, and a lot of the Japanese music that I did hear was obviously in Japanese. So what I wanted to do a Japanese special while I was in Japan. So if you go back to episode 175 of Irk FM, you'll be able to listen to that episode. And during that episode, I went to a few different places, and some of the places included places which I called adult town or electronics town, old town, hipster town. There was quite a few, and I recorded the links to various Irk FM art. Well, now they would be Irk FM artists, but I never actually saw any of them live. One band that I would have loved to have seen live, for a couple of reasons, is the ones that will finish this week's episode, Headphones President. Now, I love music, as you know. You know, I wouldn't be doing this show for free if I didn't. Now, for me, you've got to be able to tick some boxes. Now, you don't have to tick all the boxes all the time. Like, metal. I love metal music, as you know. Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com on Mondays. You know, I love metal, so that box was ticked. Female fronted, ticked that box as well. In this case, Japanese tick that box as well. And ultimately, the most important box that you can tick is great music. And this song is great music. It's called Reality. We're going to finish the episode now with Headphones President from Japan. This is Irk FM. What a great way to finish the episode with some Japanese female-fronted metal. Absolutely awesome. Headphones President there. Music on this episode was supplied by the artist directly, and also some of my music sources on this particular episode were Ambicon Records, Airplay Direct, and Fast Break Music. Some of the music came to me because I visited a page on Facebook called Chicks in Bands. There'll be a link in the show notes to that as well. So let's see if you picked up the themes in this particular episode. On this episode, we heard from Leo Finkelstein, Paul Rushby, The Nature of Ghosts, The Madisons, Decode, The Cheek of Her, Diamond Doll Band, Alablaster, Out Like Pluto, Love Spirals, Stormy Strong, Mark Gunn, Red Light Cameras, Minoru Amio, Rose Beach, Existent, and Headphones President. Quite a few themes going on there, including female-fronted bands and artists. Red Light Cameras being one of them. Rose Beach, female. Existent, female. Headphones President, funded by a female. Leah Finkelstein, single female artist. The Cheek of Her, female. Alablaster, females. Diamond Doll Band, females. Love Spirals, half the band's female there. Out Like Pluto. So that was one of the themes. More females in music, absolutely awesome. If you want to hear more females in music, you'll hear about an awesome weekend that I had last weekend, the Lucky Australian Tavern at St Mary's on Friday's episode of IRC FM, IRC FM Australia episode 214, with some great rock that I saw and helped put together. So I'm still buzzing from that gig. Another theme in this episode was returning artists. Because I had the week off, I'm returning, and then I decided to feature a few artists who have been played on FM before, and those artists were Leah Finkelstein, Paul Rushby, and then also Love Spiral, Stormy Strong. Well, Mark Gunn's been elsewhere on Channel Oak, but not on Oak FM. Existent and Headphones President. Then we also had the Bridges theme. We heard the song Bridge by Out Like Pluto, Water Under the Bridge by Love Spirals, Burning Bridges by Stormy Strong, and The Bridge by Mark Gunn. I'd originally only planned to play Out Like Pluto's song Bridge, and then I found all these others, so I played them. And then we have the Japanese theme with Triple Fuse, Shattered Dreams, and Rose Beach, Minoru Amio, Rose Beach and Headphones President. And yeah, that's absolutely great. That's me done. Good night, interweb. See you next week. Hope you enjoyed it. I won't wait.